Shaking his head at the way of the world, Fred Colon walked right up to the wall so cruelly, or cruelier, denuded of its covering. The painting had been crudely cut from its frame. Sergeant Colon was not a high-speed thinker, but that point struck him as odd. If you've got a month to pinch a painting, why botch the job? Fred had a copper's view of humanity that differed in some respects to that of the curator. Never say that people wouldn't do something, no matter how strange it was. Probably there were some mad rich people out there who would buy the painting, even if it meant only ever viewing it in the privacy of their own mansion. People could be like that. In fact, knowing that this was their big secret probably gave them a lonely, tight little shiver inside. But the thieves had slashed the painting out, as if they didn't care about making a sale. There were several ragged inches all along the... Just a moment. Fred stood back. A clue. There it was, right there. He got a lovely, tight little shiver inside. This painting, he declared, this painting which isn't here, I mean, obviously, was stolen by a... troll. My goodness, how can you tell? Said Sir Reynold. I'm very glad you asked me that question, sir, said Fred Colon, who was. I have detected, you see, that the top of the circular muriel was cut really close to the frame, he pointed. Now, your troll would easily be able to reach up with his knife, right, and cut along the edge of the frame at the top and down a bit on each side, see? But your average troll don't bend that well, so when it come to cutting along the bottom, right, he made a bit of a mess of the job and left it all jagged. Plus, only a troll could carry it away. A stair cop, it's bad enough, and a rolled-up muriel would be a lot heavier than that.